Lift your hands like you need him. Because if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him in the next 30 days.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839 Call Walt, presents the Don't Let the Double Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m. Service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet-and-greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Today we want to look into the book of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We're going to be teaching you from the 18th through the 24th verse, the 12th through the 24th verse. 1 Corinthians 12 through 24. And it reads, says, thus wise you will go on while you're looking for, as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it not therefore of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow much abundant honor, and unto uncomely parts have more abundance than common. For our comely parts
no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. You may be seated. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. The pastor, the deacons, and the body are one, according to the Holy Word of God. That's directed me to say to you, anybody that joined the Church of Christ, we are one body in Christ Jesus. I don't care what you are, where you come from, you're still one body in Christ. I don't care what your name been called all your life. When you come in Christ Jesus, you're one body of this same body. And you're going to be forever in that one body. And the Lord said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Going to be with us always, even to the end of this time. The Bible goes on to tell us, as the body is one, have many members. This New Scott Island Baptist Church, this one church, many members. And all the members are of this church, being many. But they're still in one body, also as Christ is one body. Jesus is one body. He's not two bodies. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, one body. You can't add to or take nothing away from him because he's one. He's one that established us and brought us back to the Father through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He brought us back to the Father. So we are members one of another. And all the members in this body just make up one body. One body. I don't care what you call it, Gentile or barbarian, born free, you still one body. Because we got Jesus, all of our mind is stayed on Christ, the living Savior. And we are one body. Regardless of how many members we are, where we come from, when we birthed in Christ through Jesus Christ, we are one body. But by one Spirit are we all baptized into the body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink in the one body. When Jesus went in the grave, when we believe, confess, and believe and accept him as Lord and Savior of this world, when he went in the grave, we went down with him in the grave. When he got up out the grave, we got up with him in the newness of life. And all things, all old things passed away. Behold, now all things has become new. We are new creatures now in Christ Jesus. And we are baptized by the one Spirit. That's not but one Spirit of God. That's why Jesus told his disciples, he said, I'm going away, but I'm coming back again. But I'm going to send the Comforter to you, going to keep you until I come back and receive you unto myself. And that's what he did. He gave us the Holy Spirit that it may guide, lead, and instruct us into all righteousness and all truth. And we are still living by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit is not with you, you're not connected to the vine. And if the vine got to be connected to the Father, the husbandman. So we got to stay tuned in to the Lord. And we can't be wishy-washy. We got to be cemented by the Holy Spirit of God. And what God got in his hand, nobody can take it out. He got too great of a charge in his heart, in his mind, in his spirit than anybody to take something out of his hand. He invented everything. He spoke everything into existence. He made everything the way he wanted to make it. And so we today got to be divinely inspired by his word that we have with us today. For the body is not one member but many. The body is made up of all cultures, all beliefs, for people from everywhere. Even on the day of Pentecost, the Bible say the whole earth is represented on the day of Pentecost. Everybody was at Pentecost, and everybody was in the upper room, was blessed and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's just one body. It had many people there, but just one group of people. And that's the people of God. The people of God, been anointed by God and anointed to go out and preach his gospel, teach his gospel. The apostle, the bishop, whoever it is, the lay people, you still got the same charge. And you still birthed by the Holy Spirit. You dipped into the death of Jesus Christ, resurrected to the life of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus died one time. and he'll die no more. He's going to be eternal life. He is the light of our life. And we got to keep on keeping on. He said, for if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it not therefore of the body? Every member on this cabinet here is very important. And I want to say this to you today. You may be feeling sad or feel like you're not wanted in the church of God. I'm talking about God's church. But you're special. And if you're not strong as I am, or I'm not strong as you, if you just stay fast and be patient with me, God going to strengthen me where I have no need of your help anymore. He has strengthened you where you have no need of your help anymore. All you got to do is walk in the light as he's in the light. And he's going to be with you always. See, the foot. See, the body is made up of many. One God, one faith, one baptism. We are charged by Jesus Christ to go ye therefore in all the world and teach this gospel, preach to men everywhere to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You say the foot, say to, I am not of the body, I am not of the body, is therefore not of the body. The foot got to be part of the body because the mind can tell it everything, but if the foot don't move, it ain't going nowhere. Sometime in our church that we know too much and don't go nowhere. Instead of whatever you know, whatever little bit you know, give it to God and let God insert within you that power of his might that you can go wherever he send you, you can go. And he said that he's going to be with you always, even to the end of this world. So the foot, the foot can't say to the hand, I'm not of the body. Because if the hand don't grab it, the foot ain't going to move it. We working together with Christ, y'all. I'm the overseer of the body, but I'm not the body. We got to have a body. Got to have believers been anointed by God, called and chosen to be a witness for Jesus Christ. He said here, and in, if the ear shall say, because I'm not of the eye, I'm not of the body. Is it not there for the body? The eye? It's of the body. Every part functions properly in the body of Christ. The Bible said if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where the smelling? See, everybody in this building today that been born again, you play an important part. Just as my part is important, your part is just important. Because if you don't hear and do, then we gonna stay here. We ain't going nowhere. We won't progress or nothing. If we can't stay in harmony, in peace and love and understanding with patience, we're going to perish together. We got to have these credentials in Christ Jesus. We got to love one another. We got to look beyond ourselves and see what God desires for us to do. Sometimes, and everybody get cocky sometimes, especially sports people get cocky. When they know they can do it, they get all fired up and keyed up. And then the same thing is in the church today. When you even at this choir, whoever it is, when they get keyed up in Christ Jesus and by the Holy Spirit, you can go further. But if the Spirit don't never awake your spirit, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to die right there. But Jesus don't want us to die there. He wants us to excel. He wants us to excel right now. So we as a member of the body, we play a great and important part of this body. Everybody in here today, you part of the body. You play an important part. If one jot or tittle of the body don't function properly, the whole body going to be slowed up. See, Satan can't stop the work of God, but he can slow it down. He can't stop God's work, but he can slow it down some. And then he'll get to believe especially and tell you can't do that. And we'll start acting amiss, not believing it's going to happen anyway. And then we start going back, start sliding back. We'll start saying that I'm going to go today, but I don't know whether I'll be there next week or whatever. And it's get to be a thing with you. And then if you put off the day next week, you'll say, you know, I don't feel too good today. I'm going to go to feel better. I'm going to go by and talk to them, tell the church to pray for me, so I can go back to church. No, no, no. Just go to church anyway. Step out on faith and go to church. Go to church and God gonna bless you at the church. See, they say come to this place here and refuel. We gotta come here and be refueled. And if we come here and God gonna bless us and comfort and keep us. So look at what it said, the eye, the hearing, and the smelling, all of them work together. When you cook your food, if you don't taste it, you shame to let somebody else have it. You don't know how it tastes. So you have to, as you cook, you season it. That's what y'all do, don't y'all ladies? I'm talking most of y'all, huh? Y'all cook every day, right? Okay, then. Y'all be tasting and see if it's tasted. See, is it enough salt, enough sugar, or whatever? So it all of them play an important part. You're looking at your stirring. You're tasting with your tongue. You're looking with your eye. You use your hand to bring the spoon up, to take it. Every department functions like God say for it to function. And we have to do that in the body of Christ right here. We all got to function. Everybody in here play is on the team. Nobody off the team in here. Everybody on the team. And I don't care what your part is, just play your part. Don't get out of your lane and get in nobody else's part. Play your part and watch how the Holy Spirit gel it together. And it's going to be perfect. And the Bible says, in time, won't nothing. We won't have no hope, no wish for nothing there. You just play your part. Because knowing this, there's something special with Christ. 1 Peter 2:9. See, we are the royalty of God. Every one of us is the royalty of God. We're a holy priesthood. Peculiar people. We look strange to people of the world. We do things that's strange to the people of the world. They don't understand why I clap my hand, why I run around in the spirit of Christ. They don't understand that. But he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. That will cause the joy to spring forth. And we need to just keep know that we're part of the body of Christ. You part of the body of Christ and excel in Christ Jesus. And say, if they were all one member, all of them just one member, look what it says, where was the body? One member don't make a body. We have confusion all over the land today that sometimes the deacons, they want to run the church instead of do what the Bible says. They take care of the affairs of the church, not run the church. The church is ran by the overseer, the charge person. But this is what the Bible said. We're working together. The deacon and the preachers ought to be hand in hand. You can't even get them loose. That's where we need to be. The same mind that the preacher got, the deacon ought to have the same mind, and the preacher ought to have the same mind Jesus got. And we're going to be perfect. And the entire one, nothing. But it's too many thoughts in the church today. I'm talking from experience. Too many thoughts. I want this to happen. Other deacon, I want this to happen. That's out of line. You need to get together and pray. And pray and seek the Lord's face. And then he'll give guidance to you. He'll give instructions to you what you need to do. And then you got this book here that tell you how to be a deacon. Tell you how to be a preacher. All you can do is read the scripture. If you're a track star, you know the fastest man in the world. But you step out of your lane, you disqualify. Care how much speed you got. I don't care what you know. When you get out your lane, you've been disqualified by God. And we don't need disqualification. We need demonstration from God by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need that. We need to beg God every day, Lord, help me to hold out. Help me, Lord, to hold out. It say, but now have God set members, every one of us, them, in the body as he had pleased him. God put you in here. Sometimes we got people with a gifted attitude. I said like the gifted attitude. They won't always speak their peace. Maybe tell the truth. But sometimes you have to hold your peace and let God take over. See, when you hold back, God step up. That's what he do. But we got to show our faith in God that when sometimes trouble come, you just hold your peace. And God going to come in and take everything and smooth it out. But he say he put these people in the church. Everybody. everybody that come to church be born of God, born of the Spirit of God. He put them in the church, and God take, see, if you go today and to start your car and you have two cables and you take your negative cable off, just have your power cable on, you ain't gonna even hear the switch click. It ain't gonna do nothing. You gotta put the negative cable and the positive cable, then it's gonna produce. It's gonna produce. What are you saying, Smith? Everybody in the church ain't on the same level. Everybody in the church don't know the same thing. See, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of those that are weak, said the Lord. See, if I don't know what you know, just keep on teaching, and I'm going to learn what you know, and then what the little bit I know, and I'm going to put it together, I know more. That's where we got to look at it for God. We know Kingpin. We the King Cheering. That's where we want to be, King Cheering. So he said, if they were all one member, where would the body be? But say, God, but listen at this. But now are they many members, yet but one body. I don't care how many you get, 1,000, 10,000. You're all under one covering, the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We're under one covering, God power. We're under one spirit, God's spirit. And that spirit teach all of us the same thing. We got different administration, different gifts, and stuff like that, but we all governed by the same spirit. And we got to understand that. I'm a pastor. That don't mean I know everything. You deacon don't mean you know everything. We're working together, the book says, with Christ Jesus. If we stay with Christ and work together one with another, then we're going to be all right. How can we love Jesus and don't love your brother who you see every day? That's impossible. Jesus says impossible. We got to come together in unity of the Spirit of Christ, in the unity of peace and love and understanding of patience. And we many members, but we all in one body. I cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you, thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. God help us. They need each other. They need each other. We all need each other. I don't care how trivial that you think you are, you're very important to God. And you're important to the church on this earth, too. Because you're working together with Christ. Not for Christ, but with Christ. Working together with Christ on this earth. That's why we say old things now. Before you got saved, you was under the law. And the law is fulfilled by punishing you for what you did wrong. But when grace and truth come, he delivered us from the law of sin and death. Now we're walking in the Spirit of Christ, daily in the Holy Spirit, teaching and leading and guiding and instructing us into all ways of righteousness. Do you not know that there's in the church there should never be an argument in the church? Should never be different in opinions in the church? Did y'all know that? How in the world are we ever going to be one if you're arguing and discussing stuff and only all on one accord? Do you know that's the work of the devil? He want to keep us separated. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, he want to tear the church up because the church is the strength of God. But Satan, he don't want nothing right. He want everything to be even, tormentious, never happy, no joy. Don't want joy in the church. And I listen to the choir sing. I say, look at this choir singing. Singing with joy and sweet melody of harmony in their heart. And they feel what they're singing. That's why they edify the body of Christ, because they feel it. And they don't go contrary to what God is saying or showing them. They stay in the will of the Father. He said here, say, nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. God knows that's right. If there are weak people, somebody semi-weak in the church, and I'm strong, my job is to not show no strength. My job is to go on their level and stay with them till they move. And when I move, they move. That's what the church is supposed to do. The church is not supposed to go criticize and cut people up, cut them down, tell them how no good they are. The church is supposed to lift everybody up. We believers in Christ, we're supposed to lift one another up, hold them in high esteem. Bible says be especially good, especially to those of the household of faith. But sometimes we want to make ourselves good, don't want nobody else to be good. But we're just workmen with Christ. We're workmen with Christ. And if we stay with Christ, we're going to come to be just like Christ. He said, when he return, we're going to be like him. But we got to start practicing like him down here on this earth while we're yet here. We got to practice and start acting just like him. And when we see him, we're going to be just like him. And he don't have to tell us to shout or rejoice or to do this or do that. We can automatically be in tune in because we tune up here on earth. This is where we get our tuning for here on earth. We get birth and tune up right here on this earth. And these members of the body, which we think is to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and uncommonly pause have more abundant commonness. These are weaker parts. If you stay with them, be patient with them, and show strength and put more resource to them, they're going to grow up and be more powerful than those that you always got in position that's doing this, that, and the other. They're going to supersede them. That's the way God works. He said, I ain't no common man. I'm a man that exalts one. I'm a man that picked the low up and edified the body of Christ. So Jesus saying, if there's a weak servant in the church, give more time to the weakest one. Give more time. The common one, he already got strength. He can stand on his own. But there's a weak sister or brother cannot yet stand on their own. Go and spend your time, more time with them than you would the ones that already know more than you. They don't really need to be taught no more. They already know the word. Spend your time with people that's less fortunate than you are. That's why the church is so strong. We that are strong should bear the infirmities of those that are weaker than we are, without a shadow of a doubt. What our job? We've been commissioned to go into all the world, preach and teach, tell men to observe everything that Christ has given to us. Don't change a word. Don't go defining nothing. Just go say what Christ said. And you're going to be what he wants you to be. He said here, so we got to be patient with the less fortunate. We got to be patient. If one of the directors is trying to teach a song or teach some words of a song, they got to be patient. They might know it before they start teaching. They know the song. But you got to teach with patience. Teach with love. Teach with understanding. Everybody ain't qualified to jump up on top of the table. You got to start under the table, grow up, and get on the table. In the last result, get on the table. And when you get on the table, you can catch on good because you're in the flow of the Spirit of Christ. But until you get there, you got to be patient. You got to be patient, you know. When you go out for the team, you ain't going out there knowing everything. You got to go and follow all the rules of the team. You got to play what they tell you to play. Do what they tell you to do. Keep your mouth closed. Strive to be good. Strive to be just like Jesus. And when he picked the players, you'll be one of he picked. And you're going to be a regular player. Because God don't come for part-time people. He's not a part-time God. He's a full-time God. So we got to think of him as a full-time God always. He's there every time we need him, he's always there. Whenever anything go wrong, he's there. We just got to acknowledge and call on him, and he's going to deliver us. He said here, Father, come that for have no need. But God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. I'm hungry and I got a whole refrigerator of food at home. It don't make sense for me to tell you to give me a plate. That's crazy. I need to be sharing some of that what I got. I ain't gonna eat all what I got. I need to share some of that. And somebody at this place don't have nothing to eat. And I'm throwing away food. That's out of order with God. When God gave wilderness in the wilderness, he said, now you just take what you need. The people that took more than needed spoil on them, went bad on them, and made them sick when they ate it. See, you got to be obedient to God. You got to seek him whilst he may be found. And he says, if a comely pause have no need. If you're already strong, you don't need me to just keep teaching you. But God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that which is lack. God know whatever we need. God, if I'm not capable of riding a horse, I oughtn't to get on the horse. Because I'm going to get hurt bad. He going to throw me or something. I'm going to be hurt bad. But if I'm capable of getting on a horse, I can ride a horse and ride in peace without fear. Because he ain't going to flip me or throw me. God wants you to stay in the calling that he called you in. And if you stay in the calling he called, he going to take care of you. Because when you get away from God, ain't no telling what will happen to you. Because you're not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. As long as the blood got you, you're going to be all right. But when you're not covered by the blood, it's going to be trouble to you. See, I would come to Paul. The strong people in the church, you could go to them and talk to them any kind of way. They already anchored in Christ Jesus. But people that's not strong, yes, people have not matured quick as you think they should, you can't talk to them any kind of way. You're going to run them away from the church. You're going to have them hating the church. Them people ain't no good. I just want to be in the street out here than to go up in that church and fool with all that mess going on in the church. I experienced this. People have told me that. That Reverend Amy's coming to church. Got some sitting there that ain't nothing but hypocrites. And how you think I feel? I'm teaching people and you're saying they're a hypocrite. That bothers me. That's why you hear me say all the time, don't ever cut nobody down in front of me. As long as I'm pastor here, I don't want nobody cut down. If you ain't lifting them up, don't fool with them. Let me do the cutting down. I know how to do it better than you do. God has put me in charge to be able to train, go in and out to the people and know how to treat them, know how to act with them, know how to hold them in my arm, know how to pray for them, pray with them. God has blessed me with to do that. And we got to just do like he say do, or we're going to be in some trouble. He said the common part, they don't really need no help. See, God had put the different people in the church together. So you know what? If you got a preacher that's bad, he like C.F. Franklin, then I got to study more because he a big dog. I got to study more so he don't lose me in left field. When he start preaching and getting all down in it, he can't lose me because I'm in the Word. The Word in me, and I'm in the Word. In regards to what he say or what scripture or Bible he used, when he says something, my spirit going to justify me. We don't have to say the same word. As long as we have the same meaning, the Holy Spirit going to bring the same meaning. And that's what we are governed by right this day. And we gotta stay there. We stay in the call that God called us in. And don't exalt yourself, because the Bible says you'll be abased. And whether one member suffer, we all got to endure together. When one person in here is sick, we ought to feel the pain of the sick person. We should feel the pain. There's a need in the church, we ought to all want to help a need in the church. That's the way God church is. When on the day of Pentecost, there was no need on Pentecost. The Bible said the rich people, the people that had much, brought and come sold it and spread it among everybody. And the Bible say everybody was equal. Why we can't be that today? Why we can't, officers of the church, why we can't give with joy and with peace, with love to the needy? Why we have to, every time when somebody needs something, we have to, instead of going in your pocket, you got to go to the church, see the deacon and all that. Sister so-and-so needs it. Why you can't go in your pocket and give them something? You're part of the church. You don't have to go to the church all the time. That's what God got you, what set you apart for the work of the ministry. You mean to tell me if you're going out and you say you want to help somebody, you got to come all the way back to the church? They'll be dead by then. Go in your pocket and give it to them. If you had it for something else, you bring a receipt to the church, and the church will pay you back. We got to be one that's like Christ. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is one. Every one of them thought just alike. They did everything just alike. Jesus made it clear. See, me and my Father is one. And then when Christ prayed, he said, Father, say, I want, just like me and you one, I want them to be one just like us. I want all of us to have the same mind. And it's this same book is the same that Jesus said. And if we stay in this book, we're going to think just like Christ, just like God. And the Holy Spirit is going to verify everything we think. It ain't nothing going to be out of proportion. And we're going to be united together by the power and the Spirit of God. And say, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all members should rejoice with them. If I pick a brother out or a sister out today and say, look, let's take an offering up for the sister so-and-so. Don't you stick your mouth out and get money. Reb ain't give me nothing. He ain't see you need nothing. The person that needed, he's picked something up and gave it to them. And the Bible just told me you ought to rejoice. You should rejoice and be happy instead of worrying about what I'm going to get. That's why the church fails so much. You worry about what you're going to get. What the church, John F. Kim said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And we need to ask what we can do for the house of God. Always. Ask God, Lord, what I need to do for you. He's going to direct you. He's going to direct you to Scripture. And when you go to Scripture, he's going to tell you, you're going to do what he say, and everything's going to be right. Now we are of one body of Christ, and members in particular. We're born again. We believers in Christ. All of us supposed to act alike. Supposed to act alike. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers. After the miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, and diversity of tongues. Now everybody, that make up the whole church, everybody got a different thing to do. And all you do it out of love. Do it out of love. And God gonna fill you with his power. And that church gonna be so powerful till the devil can't even come in there. That's what we're working for every day. Get on one accord, one mind. Be like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Satan ain't going to be able to enter in here. He can't come in. You remember in Egypt when the death angel was going around and everybody was dying? And God told Moses, kill a decent, clean animal. Take the blood and put it in a basin. And everywhere, a window, a door, it put blood on the door and window. And the death angel can't penetrate the blood of Jesus. Do you not know that you've been washed in the blood? Every one of us in here today been washed in the blood. And the deaf angel and the sick angel and all that, it can't penetrate. Really penetrate sometimes because we selfish, we divided. And he slip in through other folks and torture the church today. But if we get on one accord, ever get on one accord, God is my witness, we're going to be a miracle-rise. Every time you look at somebody, we're going to be working miracles through Jesus Christ. And we're going to tell them, it ain't me. It's the Lord's power and authority that doing what we do.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT, presents the Don't Let the Devil Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God, live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m., service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Oh, with me because I'm going to sing till I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Tell you what happened. If you drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him drive. Play some.
Scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work, but sometimes we get weary in the work. And when you're working for God, he didn't say you will never get tired. Amen. But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you. Is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to push your way through. You got to push right through it. The blessing is in the pressing. And when you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had the press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you, some young folk go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen to this song. The song says this. Press my way through. Press my way through. Can't give up now. I must press my way through. Oh Lord, press my way through. Press my way through. God has something waiting if I press my way through. Let me see. Press my way through. I don't know about you, but I'm pressing my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through. Every day I'm pressing my way through. Pressing my way through. God is something waiting. Must press my way. Pentecostal boy here, Tony, say. Press my way through. Sing it, Tony, sing. Press my way through. Woo. I just can't give up now. I need a witness in here tonight. I've got to press my way through.
Let's go, yeah. Keep on
pressing. Press my way through.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to press my way through. God's got something waiting. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got to press my way through.
Stay right there, stay right. Y'all help me sing. Press my way.
Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through.
Can't give up.
Can't give up now.
Press my way.
Press my way through.
I gotta press my way through.
Press my way through.
Oh, 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 oh.
Press my way through.
God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Stay right there. God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Come on, y'all, help me sing it. God got something.
God has something.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
For every tear you had to shed.
God has something waiting.
Every night you stayed up all night.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God
is
something waiting.
Hold on. Anybody gonna hold on? I said, anybody gonna hold on? Anybody ever felt like giving up? Anybody ever felt like throwing in the towel? Anybody ever said, I ain't going back no more? Well, I got good news for you tonight. If you can hold on just a little while longer, touch somebody and tell them help is on the way. Come on and tell somebody help is on the way. Come on and tell them help is on the way. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Help me sing, y'all. God.
God is something waiting. Shh.
Oh. Ain't gonna make y'all shout. But that's what you're waiting on. Because when you think, you ought to automatically start to think. Y'all ain't saying, God got something waiting.
God got something waiting.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. How many of y'all been working hard in church? It look like the more you work, the lesser folk appreciate you. Well, I want you to know payday is coming after a while. I said payday is coming after a while. You just remember one thing. God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.